Thanks for listening to our podcast. We've got more information and additional resources at probe.org/podcast. And be sure to check out our life-changing Summer Mind Games Camp for high school and college students.
Did you know that Jesus is in the Quran? Kirby Anderson highlights some of the significant contradictions here on Probe.
Islam and Christianity both recognize Jesus as a significant historical figure. However, they present contrary views regarding the nature, teaching, and life of Jesus Christ. Christians have taught from the beginning that Jesus is the divine Son of God. This was not invented centuries later, as some might allege, but was taught by Christ himself and the church from the beginning. The New Testament was written in the first century and has numerous verses proclaiming the deity of Christ. The Apostle John, writing centuries before Muhammad in AD 90, states in one chapter of his gospel, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The Apostle Paul, writing his letter to the Colossians in AD 60, states in chapter 2, verse 9, "For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form." Old Testament prophecies also taught that the Messiah would be human as well as divine, and even non-Christian Roman historical works, such as the writings of Pliny the Younger and Celsus, actually acknowledge that Christians worship Christ as God. Now, Muslims, however, reject the biblical teaching that Christ is the divine Son of God. Islam builds upon the teachings of the Quran, which is considered perfect and without error. The Quran teaches that Jesus was a significant prophet, but not the divine Son of God. Muslims reject the doctrine of the Trinity, and therefore worshiping Jesus as God, according to them, is shirk or blasphemy. Throughout the Quran, there are numerous verses that denounce the deity of Christ, and there are passages in which Jesus himself denounces his deity. For example, Surah 9:30 of the Quran teaches that the Jews believed that Ezra was the Son of God, and Christians believed that Jesus is the Son of God. The passage states that both are deluded, and that Allah fights against those who adhere to these beliefs. The assertion that the Jews believed Ezra was the Son of God is incorrect. This was never taught in the Old Testament. Other passages, such as Surah 5, 116-117, further states that Jesus himself commanded others not to worship him as the divine Son of God. The New Testament teaches that Jesus himself claimed to be the divine Son of God on several occasions. Jesus also received and accepted worship from his disciples and others. It is apparent that the teachings of the Bible and the Quran stand in opposition to one another, therefore both cannot be true at the same time. In this work, we'll investigate what the Quran teaches regarding the life of Christ and which account of the life of Christ has the evidence to support its teachings.
This has been Probe with your host, Kirby Anderson. To get your free copy of Pat Zukerin's transcript, Jesus in the Quran, go to probe.org and join us next time here on Probe.
The Bible and the Quran teach contrary views regarding the nature of Christ. They also record contrary historical accounts of his early life. Now, the Bible teaches that Jesus was born in a stable in Bethlehem during the time of Caesar Augustus and the reign of King Herod over Bethlehem. On the eve of his birth, shepherds visited him. Later, wise men from the east came and worshiped the child, and Herod, threatened by the announcement of a newborn king, sought to kill the child. Joseph fled from Herod and traveled to Egypt, and after Herod's death, returned to Nazareth, where Jesus grew up. Now, there are several stories in the Quran regarding the birth and childhood of Jesus that differ significantly from the Bible. The Quran teaches that Jesus was born in a desert under a palm tree. Surah 19 teaches that Mary, feeling the pain of birth pangs, actually seized the trunk of a palm tree and desired at that moment to die. However, the baby Jesus speaks to her from beneath, saying, "Grieve not, for the Lord has provided a rivulet beneath you, and shake towards yourself the trunk of the palm tree, and it will let fresh ripe dates upon you, so drink and cool your eye." Not long after his birth, Mary presents the infant to her people, and several question her regarding the baby. In her defense, she points to the infant in the cradle, and to everyone's surprise, the newborn Jesus speaks defending the purity of Mary and proclaiming his call as a prophet. Another account in the Quran records Jesus as a child making birds out of clay, then clapping his hands, bringing them to life. The birth narrative of Jesus resembles an account from an apocryphal gospel of the pseudo-Matthew, which is dated to the 7th century A.D. In chapter 20 of the apocryphal work, Mary, during her flight to Egypt, longs to eat the fruit of a palm tree, and the infant Jesus sitting in her lap says, "Bend down your branches, tree, and refresh your mother with your fruit." It is apparent that Muhammad incorporated this story from the apocryphal gospel of pseudo-Matthew. The story of the clay birds closely parallels a story from another apocryphal work. This is known as the Infancy Gospel of Thomas. Historical evidence indicates that this gospel was not written by Thomas, nor in the lifetime of the apostles. The earliest manuscript of this gospel dates from the 6th century AD. The Quran's account of Jesus' childhood reveals that Muhammad relied on later Gnostic works, known as actually written centuries after the apostles. Since the narratives are highly questionable, the Quran's account is problematic. The Quran teaches that Jesus was a prophet of God but rejects the deity of Christ. However, it does affirm that Christ lived a remarkable life. The Quran affirms the virgin birth of Christ. The Quran affirms the prophetic call of Christ. And the Quran affirms that Christ performed many miracles. The Quran even affirms that Christ was sinless. And finally, the Quran rejects the crucifixion and resurrection of Christ, but it teaches that Jesus did not suffer physical death, but God raised him up to heaven. What is significant is to realize when you compare Jesus to Muhammad in the Quran, because Jesus performs greater works than Muhammad. According to the Quran, Christ is born of a virgin, while there is nothing miraculous concerning the birth of Muhammad. The Quran teaches that Christ accomplished many miracles, but Muhammad did not perform any in the Quran. The Quran teaches that true prophets of God are confirmed by miracles, and it teaches that previous prophets, Moses and Jesus, were confirmed with miracles. However, when the people ask Muhammad to perform a miracle, he refuses and points to the Quran as his proof. He further states that the Jews witnessed miracles from the prophets, but remained in unbelief. However, if God confirmed his prophets through miracles, why would he not confirm Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, with miracles? This certainly is within God's ability to accomplish. Now, contemporary Muslim author Farrukhi actually claims that Muslims do not claim any miracles for Muhammad. In their view, what proves Muhammad's prophethood is the beauty and greatness of the revelation itself, the Holy Quran, not any inexplicable breaches of natural law which confound human reason. Muslim scholar Abdul Yusuf Ali admitted that Muhammad did not perform any miracles in the sense of reversing of nature. Now, Muslim apologists point to the miracle accounts of Muhammad in the Hadith, which is a record of the sayings of Muhammad. However, the Quran is the inspired book of God, and the Hadith does not carry the authority of the Quran. The Hadith, as a matter of fact, was written nearly 1 to 2 centuries after the life of Muhammad, and this follows the pattern historians have found where miracle accounts actually appear 2 generations after the lifetime of eyewitnesses. Therefore, the alleged miracle accounts in the Hadith stand in question. Also, it goes against the spirit of Muhammad in the Quran, who repeatedly refused to perform miracles. Judaism, Christianity, and Islam believe that God confirmed his messengers through his miracles, and you can see that Old Testament prophets, Jesus and the apostles, have the testimony of miracles, but this is lacking in the testimony of Muhammad. The Quran rejects the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Quran teaches that Jesus did not die on the cross. Muslims instead believe that Allah would not allow his prophet to die such a shameful death as recorded of Christ in the Gospels. And they also believe it would be illogical if God died on the cross, who would be running the universe. Instead, Muslims believe that Jesus escaped death and was taken up to heaven. The Quran actually teaches that God made someone else appear in the likeness of Jesus, and this person was crucified instead of Christ. There are various views regarding the identity of this substitute. Some include Judas, Simon, or Simon of Cyrene, or a teenage boy. The Bible clearly teaches that Jesus predicted his death and resurrection. The Bible records the crucifixion, burial, and resurrection of Christ, and says that it was central to the preaching of the apostles and Christianity. The Quran and the Gospels cannot be true at the same time, since they present contradictory accounts. One must examine the historical evidence and see which account the evidence actually supports. Now, there is strong evidence to support the historicity of the Gospels. They were written by first century eyewitnesses or their close associates. We also have thousands of ancient manuscripts dating as early as the early second century, confirming that the Gospels have been accurately preserved. There are also several non-Christian Roman and Jewish historical works that affirm the death of Christ and that Christians believe that he had risen from the dead. These include the writings of Tacitus and Lucian, Josephus, and the Jewish Talmud. Finally, the preaching of the death and resurrection of Christ originated just days after his death on the cross and has been preached since then for over 2,000 years. This account was proclaimed from the beginning, not generations later. It's really difficult to build a historical case for the Quran's teaching. It actually appears that the Quran's account is not built on historical evidence, but rather a commitment to Islamic theology. To support their view, Muslims often appeal to the Gnostic Gospels, and there has been an increased evidence with the discovery of the Gospel of Judas. However, these works have been proven to be non-apostolic works written centuries after the life of the apostles, and they were not regarded as historically accurate and were written by Gnostics attempting to refashion the image of Jesus. The death and resurrection of Christ is one of the best attested events in ancient history. A book that rejects this event must present compelling evidence for its case. The Quran does not do so. Our study revealed that the Quran and the Bible present contrary views on the nature and life of Jesus Christ. The Bible teaches that Christ is the divine Son of God, while the Quran affirms that Jesus was a prophet of God, but rejects his deity. The Bible teaches that Christ was crucified for the sins of mankind, then rose again on the third day. The Quran rejects the death and resurrection of Christ, but instead actually teaches that he ascended to heaven. The Bible teaches that Christ was born in a stable in Bethlehem and did not perform any miracles until the beginning of his adult ministry, while the Quran teaches that he was born in a desert under a palm tree and performed several miracles during his childhood years. From this brief survey, we can realize that the Quran and the Bible present opposing views of Christ. Both cannot be true at the same time. The Bible builds its teachings on the eyewitness testimony of the apostles. Christianity builds its teachings on the writings of the New Testament, which were written within the first century AD. Archaeology, non-Christian historical works, and the manuscript evidence upholds the historical reliability and accurate transmission of the New Testament. The Quran was written nearly six centuries after the New Testament. Its rejection of the deity of Christ, the death and resurrection of Christ, has little, if any, historical basis. Much of Islam's rejection of these teachings actually rests on a commitment to their theology and not on the historical evidence. The Quran's infancy narratives are derived from Gnostic works written centuries after Christ and were never considered apostolic or inspired by Christians. The greater weight of evidence favors the Bible over the Quran regarding the teachings and the life of Christ. Finally, the Quran affirms the miracles of Christ, and even from the Quran, Christ performed greater works than Muhammad. For this reason, Muslims should investigate the claims and life of Christ, and the best place to look is in the New Testament. We can find that the Bible presents an accurate historical record of Christ, and Muhammad even encouraged Muslims to read the Bible. Muhammad believed the Bible in the 6th century AD was accurate, and we have many ancient New Testaments that actually predate the 6th century. These copies actually assure us that we have accurate copies of the New Testament, which actually predate the 6th century. I would encourage all Muslims, therefore, to read the New Testament and learn what it says about Jesus Christ. One will soon discover that he was more than a prophet. He was indeed the unique Son of God.